Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Saturday, October 9th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. The Polish border guard announced yesterday that Belarusian officials had fired warning shots at Polish soldiers along the two countries' shared border. Anna Michalska, a spokesperson for the Polish border guard, told reporters the bullets were fired on Thursday and were probably blank. Thankfully, no one was hurt in the exchange, according to Michalska, who went on to theorize that perhaps the shots missed deliberately. The situation at the border has become increasingly tense in the past months, with Poland accusing Belarus of fighting a hybrid war by encouraging migrants and refugees to cross into Poland and Lithuania, often at risk to their health. In two incidents on Friday, families with children were detained by Polish authorities. The children were later taken to hospital with various illnesses, including pneumonia and complications due to diabetes. And speaking of hospitals, the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations has been rising steadily over the past month, with health officials reporting 1,895 new coronavirus infections and 31 additional deaths. Of the new cases confirmed on Friday, the most, 396, were in the central region of Mazowiecki and the capital of Warsaw, while 87 cases were diagnosed here in Pomerania. Over 2,100 mostly unvaccinated patients are currently in hospital with COVID-19, with 203 of these patients on ventilators to help them breathe. Officials have encouraged residents to get vaccinated and follow health and sanitary requirements, such as wearing masks indoors and social distancing, to help curb the spread of the disease. Last month, health officials warned that COVID-19 infections in the country could rise to up to 40,000 new cases a day as the Delta variant of the coronavirus begins to spread. Warsaw's landmark Stadion Narodowy will be getting a new name in honor of former Polish football coach Kazimierz Górski, who led the national team during its glory days in the 1970s. The high-profile ceremony, scheduled for Sunday, follows a series of tributes earlier this year during which officials and fans commemorated Górski on the 100th anniversary of his birth. Górski, who was born in 1921 in present-day Lviv, Ukraine, is widely remembered as the most successful and most respected coach in Polish football history. He managed the national team when Poland won gold during the 1972 Olympics in Munich, when they finished third in the 1974 World Cup in West Germany, and when they grabbed silver in the 1976 Olympics in Montreal. He later coached in Greece, returning to Poland to coach Legia Warszawa, the team he once played for, before taking charge of and later serving as honorary president of Poland's post-communist football association, PZPN. He passed away in Warsaw on May 23, 2006, at the age of 85. And speaking of football, Poland's national football team is set to play underdog San Marino in the 2022 World Cup qualifier in Warsaw tonight. The Polish team is currently ranked 24th in the world by the football's governing body, FIFA, while San Marino are in last place in the FIFA table at number 210. After six rounds of qualifying fixtures, Poland is in third place in their qualifying group, behind England and Albania, with 11 points and a plus 11 goal differential. The match against San Marino kicks off at 8:45 p.m. tonight at Warsaw's National Stadium.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool with very little chance of rain and a gentle breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 13 degrees centigrade or 56 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a chilly overnight low of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for rain clouds and cooler temperatures starting on Monday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.